From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Speer. In some of the bloodiest fighting to date, rebel forces and soldiers loyal to Libyan leader Muammar Gaddafi clashed on a number of different fronts, with dozens reported to have been killed. In the town of Ras Lanuf, Gaddafi loyalists exchanged gunfire with rebels in a back-and-forth battle for control of the eastern oil town. The BBC's John Simpson has more.
The spirit and enthusiasm of the rebels is their main weapon. This is the second battle where it's being tested. Close up, the fighting was pretty fierce. Colonel Gaddafi's men were beaten the other day, but here they've got superiority in weapons and they're on their own home territory. The battle has been moving backwards and forwards all afternoon and into the evening.
BBC's John Simpson, when the dust had cleared, rebel forces claimed to have driven off Gaddafi loyalists. There were also fierce fights in the town of Zawiya, where dozens were killed and wounded, and there was a massive explosion in an ammunition depot in Libya's second-largest city, Benghazi, that killed an unknown number of people. The suspect in the Arizona shootings that left Congresswoman Gabrielle Giffords wounded and claimed the lives of a federal judge and a congressional aide has been indicted on additional federal charges today. U.S. Attorney Dennis Burke says 22-year-old Jared Loftner is now charged with 49 counts, including the murders of U.S. District Judge John Roll and Giffords' aide Gabe Zimmerman.
This indictment is comprehensive and is solid. It covers all the murdered and injured victims who were attending the Congress on Your Corner event on January 8th.
Loftner's pleaded not guilty to federal charges of trying to assassinate Giffords and her kill two of her aides. Prosecutors have not yet said whether they intend to seek the death penalty in the case. Employers were hiring in February and at the fastest pace in nearly a year. The Labor Department says the unemployment rate fell to 8.9%. NPR's Chris Arnold has that story.
The U.S. economy gained 192,000 jobs last month. When you look at just the private sector, there were 222,000 more jobs. And the hiring was across just about all industries. Nariman Baravesh is chief economist with IHS Global Insight.
This is a really good set of numbers. Not only did we see a very large increase in payroll employment, especially in the private sector, and also the numbers for December and January were revised up by about 58,000. So this is all very good news.
Last month, the jobs report was disappointing, but this month's stronger report suggests that that was likely just due to bad weather. And job growth appears to be gaining momentum. Chris Arnold, NPR News.
Orders by firms for manufactured goods took a big bump up in January. The Commerce Department says factory orders rose more than 3%, the biggest gain in more than 4 years. Notwithstanding the stronger-than-expected jobs numbers, Wall Street fell on concerns about higher oil prices. The Dow was down 88 points. This is NPR. German investigators looking into an incident where a gunman opened fire on an airport shuttle bus, killing two U.S. Air Force personnel and wounding two others, say the suspected gunman had first asked one of the men for a cigarette. He's then reported to have asked whether the soldier was headed to Afghanistan. When the man said yes, the suspect then reportedly shot him in the back of the head, stormed aboard the bus, and opened fire on other airmen. The 21-year-old suspect in the shootings outside the Frankfurt Airport terminal is said to be a Kosovo Albanian who told police he intended to kill Americans as revenge for the war in Afghanistan. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton is working to help bring home a former FBI agent who went missing in Iran 4 years ago. NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports the U.S. says that as evidence that Robert Levinson is alive.
The State Department says there are indications that Robert Levinson is being held somewhere in Southwest Asia, and Secretary Clinton is appealing for help from Iran.
We continue to welcome any help that the Iranian government can provide in determining Mr. Levinson's welfare and whereabouts so that he can be reunited with his family as soon as possible.
Levinson went missing in 2007 on Iran's Kish Island, where he was reportedly investigating cigarette smuggling rings. Iran has always denied it was holding him, but a State Department official says Iranians recently signaled that they were willing to help on the case, and the U.S. is following up on that. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.
NASA now says it plans to move up the unveiling of its humanoid robot known as R2 that was taken to the International Space Station by the crew of the shuttle Discovery. In a phone call today, President Obama teased the astronauts for waiting to unpack the robot. NASA had said it planned to wait till May to retrieve R2 from the newly delivered cargo room. I'm Jack Speer, NPR News.